Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. Two for one, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Shanghai Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday. Wrapping up Dan Month this month, I want to first welcome our guest to the show today. We have with us someone you can catch at the FIP show down in Florida tonight, Donovan Danhausen. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing very well, and today we are going to lead off with my co-host QT. I know he has some questions, so QT, why don't you get us started?
All right, thank you, Sungai. Hello, Donovan.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, not bad. Donovan, I saw your YouTube video with Full Impact Pro Wrestling. The match was called Blanco Loco versus Desmond Xavier versus Donovan Danhausen. Had you scouted Blanco Loco before the match, and did you know literally translated that this name means crazy white blizzard?
I did not know that, actually. No, it was I showed up, and I think I knew I was in the match with Desmond. I don't think I knew about Blanco Loco, so it was just a surprise. And yeah, it was just kind of a you're gonna wrestle this guy, so. I didn't get a chance to scout him, which is maybe why he picked up the win that night. I don't know. He caught me off guard.
Well, I did see where he did pick up the win after,
I think
that was about 7 minutes and 50 seconds in the match. If I'm not mistaken, was your entrance music a song from Rage Against the Machine?
No, it wasn't. It was they're influenced by them. It's a band called Turnstile. They're heavily influenced by them, though. So that's a good guess, actually. They take a lot of influence from that.
Oh, okay. Turnstile, okay. Have you ever thought about changing your entrance music or using this part-time The Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin?
I haven't. I don't think I've ever heard that, to be honest with you.
You've never heard of The Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin?
I haven't. I haven't heard too many Led Zeppelin songs, if I'm going to be honest.
Oh, okay.
I grew up, my dad had me listening to old Metallica and Slayer, so I kind of went that route growing up music-wise, the faster, thrashier stuff.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, now I have a homework assignment for you, and it's to listen to The Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin.
I will definitely do that. I don't have a problem with Led Zeppelin. I've never really sat down and listened to them.
Oh, all right. Well, The Immigrant Song is based on Robert Plant's love of Nordic conquest and Viking conquest in the Viking age. It's a song of Valhalla, Nordic Vikings went after they died in battle. The Halls of Valhalla, yes.
That sounds interesting. Yeah, I'll have an hour and a half drive tomorrow to ACW to face Martin Stone, so I'll put that on the Spotify playlist.
Oh, okay. Okay, The Immigrant Song, very good. All right. Well, I think it will get you in the mood for battle. Are you yourself from immigrant Norwegian heritage? Yes.
No, I'm German. Mostly German, a little bit of Irish. That's where the Danhausen comes from.
Oh, okay, Danhausen. Yeah, that would be a nice German name. Yes.
Very nice German name there.
Wow. All right. Okay. Now, do you have Oktoberfest from where you're living in now, Clausen, Michigan?
But actually, I just recently, I guess it's still kind of recent. About 3 months ago, I moved down to Florida. So I'm actually down here now. They might have ran Oktoberfest in Michigan. Positive. I'm not a huge drinker.
Oh, okay. Yes, Seinbeck did said you moved to Florida. That's right. Yes.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty recent. So I don't know if I probably didn't update anything, but that would
okay.
be my
well,
fault.
Not much of a drinker. Have you ever broken a beer stein over someone's head?
No, I have not. I'm fortunate enough to have not been put in that situation where I had to.
Oh, okay. All right. No beer stein. I'm going to mark that down. Okay. All right. Now, the announcer said that you weighed 191 pounds. Desmond Xavier was announced at 190 pounds, and Blanco Loco was announced at 187 pounds. This may have been the closest three-way match in weight that all three competitors were within each other. Do you agree with this assessment, with this close weight?
We were all pretty close, and I know Blanco Loco at the time was the light heavyweight champion, so I think we fit around that category.
Oh, okay, light heavyweight. Well, what's the difference between a light heavyweight and cruiserweight? Can you clarify this for us?
I would say someone like Rey Mysterio would be the cruiserweight and like Kane heavyweight. That'd probably be the best black and white example.
Oh, well,
that I can think of off my head.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we do have a Kane James out here in the Northwest wrestling for Blue Collar, but he's nowhere near a cruiserweight.
Yes, he's not the cruiserweight, Kane.
Yes. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, now you hit both opponents with forearm uppercuts to start the match. In fact, you gave two each to both Blanco and Desmond. And was this a requirement from the club on your T-shirt as you made your entrance, the Uppercut Crew?
Yeah, the Uppercut Crew. Yes, they write me letters every week. They tell me how many I have to do. That was a light week. And they did do two apiece.
Oh, wow.
But
now, how
I
many fans
quota?
What is a typical weekly quota of the Uppercut Crew?
That was a light week. Usually it's about 80. This one, they gave me a little bit of a break.
Now, do you yourself autograph any Uppercut Crew T-shirts? Is that in your contract?
You know, I have done it. I feel weird about doing it because it doesn't show up too well on the shirt. But I'll do whatever, if a fan has a request, I'll do my best in my ability.
Oh, wow. All right. What's the hardest uppercut you have ever received from a female?
Ooh, trying to think. I don't know if I ever have. I don't think I've ever received one from a female.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you ever, have you heard of a female wrestler named Mickey Knuckles?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
She delivers
some pretty powerful forms. Yes.
Well, I hope to never be on the other end of one of those.
Oh, okay.
I don't think anyone likes getting punched in the face. It's not fun.
No, it isn't. And especially from Mickey Knuckles. My gosh.
That sounds tough. I don't think I'd want to get punched in the face by someone whose name is Mickey Knuckles.
Yeah, she's like a smaller female version of Big Van Vader.
Yeah, see, Vader's a tough dude. I've met Vader, and he's a serious guy. I wouldn't want to mess with him either.
No. Well, that's, yes. All right, well, Donovan, Desmond took a run across the ring and did a full 360-degree somersault over the top rope and landed on both you and Blanco Loco. And this was already under the 5-minute mark of the match. Were you aware of the shock and awe value that such an early high-impact aerial assault could have on an opponent? And indeed, did it have a shock and awe value on you?
Yeah, I would say so, because usually I think guys save that for their last-ditch effort, but he has such high energy that he caught us off guard right away with it. So I think that's to his advantage, and I give him credit for that. So, yeah, it absolutely knocked me off my feet, kind of stunned me for a bit there. So.
Yeah, boy, and he got a lot of height over that top rope, too.
He did. He can jump very high. I'm very impressed with what he can do.
Yes, yes, very good vertical leap, yes. Well, now you yourself hit a belly-to-belly suplex on Blanco Loco at the 5:43 mark and another belly-to-belly suplex on Desmond at the 5:48 mark, only 5 seconds between these belly-to-belly suplexes. And I couldn't help but think of Kurt Angle. Was he one of your favorite wrestlers growing up, and did you yourself wrestle in high school?
I actually did not wrestle in high school. In high school, I was about 117 to 20 pounds-ish, super unathletic. I had to work for anything that I had, athletic-wise. But actually, I saw Kurt Angle's debut match at Survivor Series 98, I believe it was, at the Joe Louis Arena. So, yeah, I was a huge Kurt Angle fan.
Oh, wow. Okay, I kind of thought that. All right. Okay, boy, that was kind of light in high school. Did you turn out for cross country?
I didn't. I literally didn't do anything athletic in high school. I played the drums. That's about what I did. That's as athletic as I got.
Oh, okay, the drums. Okay, very good. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Donovan.
Yeah, no athleticism for me back then.
Oh, oh, okay.
I think I'm doing pretty decent now.
Yes, yes, I think you made up for it in a rush, yes. Was it safe to say you were kind of like Howard Wolowitz on the Big Bang Theory?
You know, I don't watch the Big Bang Theory. I'm a Simpson, Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm guy.
Oh, okay, Seinfeld, very nice. Okay, that was a good show.
I don't know if there's a character to equate that character to on one of those. I might be able to answer it a little bit better. I'm not familiar with that character, though.
Oh, okay. Well, how about the Seinfeld character, David Putty?
Ooh, I love David Putty. Yeah. You know, I'll take David Putty. He's one of my favorite side characters.
Oh, okay. Very good. Patrick Warburton, who played David Putty. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He's great. He's very funny in everything he can.
Now, was one of your favorite scenes in Seinfeld where he and Elaine were sitting together on side by side on a plane, and he just decided to stare straight ahead and not read anything?
Yeah, that's right. That she's sitting next to vegetable lasagna.
Yes, yes, the German vegetable lasagna. Yes.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite episodes too. She gets stuck on the airplane with him.
Yes, and she asked him, well, Dave, would you want a soda or do you want a magazine to read? No, that's okay.
He stares straight ahead. Yeah, no, that's a good
okay.
one. I've watched them over and over and over again.
All right. Okay, well, I'm definitely going to put down your favorite scene as the airplane one. Very good.
Thank you.
Now, a proper belly-to-belly suplex requires great leverage and explosiveness in the hamstrings and lower back. Is powerlifting part of your workout routine, focusing mainly on the squats and lunges?
Not too many lunges, but squats and deadlifts for sure. Lots and lots. I deadlift twice a week usually. A really light set and then a medium set, and usually about once a month maybe I'll hit a heavy set.
Oh, okay. All right.
So lots of explosive workouts to help do that.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, is it safe to say that you can squat 2.5 times your body weight?
I'm trying to think. I have. The highest I've ever squatted was 315. So that's, you know, not exactly, but deadlift I'm a little bit better at. I've hit 450 on that.
Holy smokes. Okay, 315 is that two of the big plates on each side plus a 25-pounder.
That's three of the big plates on each side.
Man.
And then the 450 is four of those plates plus 225s, I believe.
Wow. See, if I even tried that, I'd blow out my hamstrings and rip my leotard.
You got to build up to it and be very careful and make sure you're eating right, training right, stretching right, sleeping right. A lot more goes into it than I think a lot of people think.
Wow. Okay. I'll just start out with a broomstick and two angel food pound cakes. Yes.
If that's where you got to start, that's where you got to start. No shame.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well,
like I said, I started out at 117 pounds. Everyone starts somewhere.
Oh, 117. Well, that's a goal that I might try. Okay, 117. All right. Well, at the 6:45 mark, Desmond climbed to the top rope and then attempted a shooting star that missed on Blanco Loco, although he did land on his feet, and then you gave him a running European uppercut that put him down on the canvas.
I did, because I noticed he stumbled. You got to pay attention. I pay attention to every little detail in the ring. So as soon as I seen him stumble on his land, he didn't get a solid landing on that one. I got lucky. So I was able to take him off his feet with the uppercut.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I turned around into Blanco Loco, which is not my favorite part of the match, but it is what it is.
Wow, all right. Do you yourself attempt many 360-degree shooting stars?
I don't. I like to not do those. I'll do a somersault, maybe. Maybe I'll do a somersault tonight. And then pin.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, who knows? It'll get real exciting.
Wow, all right. Okay, okay. All right. Well, now, Donovan, we on Turbuckle Turmoil have a game called Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. And we give you two choices, two subject matters, and you have to make a choice between the two. Are you ready to play this game?
I'm ready to play.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Letterman or Leno? Oh, yes, you can. Yes.
I choose Conan, then. Conan's my guy.
Oh, okay, Conan, okay. All right. 7-Eleven coffee or Pete's coffee?
What was this? Sheets coffee, you said?
Pete's coffee.
I guess 7-Eleven, if I had to choose.
Oh, okay. All right, 7-Eleven, okay, very good. All right. Screech or Tonya Harding?
Screech. I'll go with Screech.
Wow. Okay. foot-long hot dog at 7-Eleven with free cheese and chili or Grand Slam breakfast at Denny's?
Ooh, the Grand Slam.
Oh, okay.
The Grand Slam. Right. I'd rather not have a stomachache all day with the cheese and the hot dog from the 7-Eleven.
Okay. All right.
I'll take a safe bet on that one and pick the Grand Slam.
Oh, all right. I'm going to cross out free cheese and chili. Okay, not good.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Goonies or Breakfast Club?
You say Goonies or Breakfast Club?
Yes.
I don't know if this will be popular, but I like the Breakfast Club, better.
Wow, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Joey Ramone or Elvis Presley?
Ooh, Ramone. Definitely Joey Ramone.
Oh, okay. Joey. Okay, very good. All right. Ruby or Sapphire?
Sapphire.
All right. Simmer Down by Bob Marley or Give Peace a Chance by John Lennon?
I'll take John Lennon on that one.
Okay. Billy Jack Haynes or Dino Bravo?
Billy Jack.
Okay. All right. How about a German shock trooper on Benzedrine or Japanese kamikaze on week-old sake as he skims the wave tops in the South Pacific?
That's a tough one. I guess I'll go with the second one because it reminds me of the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode, the bingo hall.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, all right then, okay. How about Stonehenge or Egyptian Sphinx?
I'll go with the Egyptian.
Egyptian, okay. And the last one, Pink Floyd or Pink Eye?
Oh, Pink Floyd, for sure. No thank you to the Pink Eye. That's no fun for anyone.
Yes. Now, is it true that one of your favorite Pink Floyd songs is See Emily Play?
It is not. It's another one of the things, like Led Zeppelin. I've never really sat down and listened to a Pink Floyd album, but I certainly would rather have Pink Floyd play than have Pink Eye.
Oh, well, I tell you what, in addition to the Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin, why don't you take a listen to See Emily Play?
By Pink Floyd. What album is that on?
Oh, that's one of their earliest albums. And it was out in 1967, just like around 11 months after they first met as a band.
Okay. Yeah, that'll go on the list for tomorrow's road trip, mini road trip.
All right. Well, Syd Barrett, one of the founding members, contributed hugely to the song, and it's kind of psychedelic.
Sounds interesting. It'll keep me awake on the drive home, too.
Oh, okay. Or 7-Eleven coffee.
Or the 7-Eleven coffee that I have to pick because they put it on this.
Yes.
I can only choose that tomorrow.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to turn it over to Sign Guy.
Sounds great.
Thank you, QT. Well, Donovan, we haven't asked yet, and we ask everyone when they come on the show for the very first time, what initially got you into the business of professional wrestling?
It's hard for me to remember exactly the first match I saw, but I'm pretty sure it was a Raw. I was young. I was about 7, I would say. I saw something of the Boiler Room Brawl with The Undertaker and Mankind. And I also remember the New Age Outlaws pushing Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie off of the Titantron ramp because they showed it about 100 times as a replay. I remember that. That sticks in my head.
I believe that was in Indianapolis, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah, and then the first time I remember sitting there as a kid and just kind of being awe-inspired was Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker at Hell in a Cell, the Bad Blood, where Kane came out and ripped off the door. I think that's where I actually got hooked. Like, the other ones I just remember seeing bits and pieces of as a kid. That's the first real memory I have, though.
One of the people that you've come across in your career is now part of WWE. Referee Jason Ayers has popped in to your career a time or two. What's your best Jason Ayers story?
I actually just saw him today, earlier today, at MegaCon. I talked
was
to him.
Was he carrying around a baby as a costume?
They had the baby with them. They're bothering Ralph Macchio from The Karate Kid, so you could tweet that his baby was cute. that actually might be my best story. I saw him. He went and talked to Ralph Macchio about his cute baby today, I believe. So I met him at the NASA booth. He was checking out some spaceships, I think.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, he was doing that. We talked about the Marvel variants. He's really into those. The hip-hop covers. He's trying to collect all of them. For the comic book covers.
Now, both of you at one point or another have appeared at Dreamwave Wrestling in Illinois, and Dreamwave seems to be a promotion that has turned out a lot of talent, but you don't hear a lot of people necessarily talking about them as a promotion. What are your feelings of Dreamwave and the amount of talent that seems to pass through their doors?
Yeah, they've got a lot of great guys going through there. I'd still be, wrestling there if I hadn't moved, but it's a bit far as of right now. So I'm kind of trying to make a name for myself in the local scene, hopefully making it up to Georgia, North Carolina, and all that. But, yeah, it's great there.
If you get to North Carolina, is one of your goals in life to wrestle for the Gouge promotion?
Which promotion was that? I'm sorry.
Gouge.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard of them. But I checked them out for sure.
They are gimmicks only underground grappling entertainment. Great show, a lot of great talent there. And it's my only dream in life to wrestle for them. The only dream I have.
Oh.
So
yeah, no,
if you get there first, if you could put in a word with the promoters.
I will put in the word. I don't know how much pull I would have off the bat, but I will do so.
I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
Now, another thing I'm curious on, you seem to be in pretty decent shape, and apparently you like the Grand Slam over at Denny's. On an ideal day, if everything's aligned just right, what is your preferred post-match meal that you can get on the road?
Ooh, on the road? Panera's usually closed, but that's always a good one because it doesn't make me feel too full. I can get a nice chicken salad there or something and not feel gross. I don't know. You got to find a 24-hour diner so you can order like some type of chicken and vegetables or eggs or some type of meat. Because I try to stay away from the McDonald's and Burger Kings and all that.
Now, of course, it's often hard to find exactly what you're looking for on the road.
It is.
Now, are you into the meal prep and bringing the food with you to shows? I know a lot of wrestlers out here have tried to gravitate towards that.
Yeah, it is a good idea. Sometimes it's not practical depending on how many days you have to go in a row. But, like, I buy those tuna pouches sometimes because those are easy to carry. You just bring a fork with you, eat it, you throw it away. That's about as far as I go on the meal prepping now.
Now, another thing that's popular out here is the use of antioxidant teas post-match to try to hydrate and clean out the system after a match. Are you big into the post-match tea?
I've never done that. I've never heard of that, actually, but that's an interesting idea.
Seems to work well with the wrestlers out here that are doing it.
Yeah, no, I've just never known anyone to do it, but that's not a bad idea. I usually just grab a big bottle of water.
Water works, but I think the people that out...
Water works wonders.
Exactly. I think the people out here go to the tea just a little something different. It seems to kind of get the
water
system a little
boring.
Bit quicker, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it does. I'd have to check that out.
Well, I know you have the big match tonight at FIP, so I don't want to keep you too long. I know you have to get ready, so if there's anything you want to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything, upcoming appearances, merchandise, social media, your favorite car lot, anything at all, the floor is all yours.
Yeah, tonight, FIP Accelerate, you can order it at wwnlive.com. Should be a great show. And then ACW's tomorrow, which is under the WWN family with, you know, Evolve, FIP, Shine. And then you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Donovan Allen and the Donovan Allen 1. Yeah, follow FIP. I'm doing Ronin in Miami. That's all, you know, just trying to get the ball rolling down here.
All right, well, best of luck to you over the next couple of days. Give a nice antioxidant T
tea post-match a try. And
I will do that.
And we'll definitely have to have you back on so we can talk a little more with you.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Well, fans, definitely check out. Good luck tonight. Yeah, be safe out there. Fans, if you get the chance.
What'd you want me to check out?
What's that?
What'd you want me to check out? Sorry, I cut you off on accident.
Oh, I thought I was just telling the fans, check you out if they get the chance on the FIP show. And if anyone's out there in the Florida area, give a try to Donovan Danhausen. Definitely a great up-and-coming athlete.
Absolutely. Miami, Orlando, Tampa is where I'm at right now. So ACW, FIP, and Rona.
All right, so fans, there you go. If you're in any of those areas and you see his name on the flyer, give it
head
a check.
Head to the show.
Absolutely. All right, well, Donovan, thank you very much. Bump safely tonight, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, have a good night, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, well, QT, I do have some show notes for tonight for some upcoming shows. Tonight, WCWO, as usual, at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana. AIW in Cleveland, Ohio. PWA Connecticut in Cheshire, Connecticut. All-Star Wrestling happening tonight in Surrey, B.C. APW in Royston, Georgia. AWA in Springfield, Tennessee, RCCW in La Crosse, Wisconsin, tomorrow night, DCW in Fredericksburg, Maryland, featuring Casey Carlisle, whom I love, GCW in Pell City, Alabama, AOW in Palms, California, APW in Statesboro, Georgia, OCWA in Whiteburg, Georgia, RCW in Chatsworth, Georgia, CTW in Munster, Indiana, IWX in Memphis, Indiana, BWCW in Port Huron, Michigan, ESW in Olean, New York, the NWA in Amarillo, Texas, NOW in Toledo, Ohio, and VWF in Eagle, Pennsylvania tomorrow. And QT Sunday, the big show in our neck of the woods, paying tribute to the late great Rowdy Roddy Piper. It is Piperpalooza 2, second annual event. It also happens to be the very first ever match in the state of Oregon for Kevin Sullivan.
Yes, sign. I was at Piperpalooza 1. A great venue. Our Turnbuckle Turmoil staff member Dimitri was there, and it was a well-attended event in the city of Tacoma.
Absolutely. A great, great event the last time we held it. This year, the show is going south to Portland at the House of Action there in North Portland, the North Portland Eagles, 7611 North Exeter. Should be a great crowd. A lot of people coming out to support Rowdy Roddy Piper and pay tribute to that man.
Well, I think Rowdy Roddy Piper would be pretty, how would you say, impressed and maybe amused by one of my favorite BCW newfound wrestlers coming up. Haven't seen her too much in action, but I think the Piper would get a kick out of Crash Lena. And I hope Crash Lena is there on Sunday at the Piperpalooza 2.
Haven't heard if Crash Lena will be there or not, but hopefully she will be. At one time, Crash Lena was the NWA Pacific Northwest Tag Team Champion with one Gregor Petrov.
Yes, 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 and what a team they made, yes. Now, Sonny, I heard you mention earlier Cheshire, Connecticut. I couldn't help but be reminded about the Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland. Are you going to go see the new movie Alice in Wonderland 2 with Johnny Depp and the Cheshire Cat?
Undecided as of yet, but will you be going to see it dressed in costume?
I'm not sure. Maybe in Marysville, Washington, after I get my contract job of the transgender bathroom at Who's on First Sports Card. Everyone needs a break from these new assignments of transgender bathroom conversions. And I think a movie, Alice in Wonderland 2, with Johnny Depp would be a good break. Perhaps Devin, South Park Bellinger, and I could go to that movie. Yes.
So you'll be leaving the transgender bathroom at South Park and headed to the movie dressed in costume as Alice from Alice in Wonderland. That's what you're saying.
Well, that's just a possibility, yes.
Well, sounds like a fine afternoon.
I mean, what a bathroom to change in if you had a costume. Yes.
Very
especially
true. It'd be brand newish.
Oh, it'd be very brand newish. Yes.
Now, QT, we talked about the NWA Blue Collar coming up with Piper Palooza. And as I said, Kevin Sullivan's first ever match in the state of Oregon in all of his career, as long as he's been in the business, never has he stepped foot inside of a ring in Oregon. Should be a very historic night.
Hard to kind of fathom that, sign guy. Oregon being such a close proximity to us, you know, another travel down the I-5 corridor. Now, will you yourself be traveling with the Taskmaster down I-5?
That is the current plan. So, I will definitely be there for Piper Palooza 2. Last year, I had the opportunity to be on that show, and I officiated every single match on the show, including the HPG show.
Now, have you traveled within Washington State with the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan?
Many a time, as a matter of fact.
Does he pitch in usually 51% of the gas money?
I don't want to disclose his financial acumen because I don't want people just hitting him up for rides.
I see. Okay. Now, is there any truth to the rumors that Aaron Bolo will be there at Piper Palooza 2?
I have not heard that. Can't speak for Bolo being there in attendance, but it would be nice to see him.
All right. How about Damon James?
Same comment as before.
Okay. Kellen Rayet?
Same comment as before.
Now, speaking of Kellen, are we going to have Annie Richards back on, or have we booked another appearance for her?
I have been trying to reach Annie Richards to no success. She seems to be a very busy woman.
Very busy, yes. Well, you know, she has really upped her training, yes. My wrestling sources have told me that. Yes.
She definitely looks to be in some of the best shape of her life.
Wow, that's very good. Okay. Now, Sangai, is there any truth to the rumors that you will be attending a wrestling forum or training session prior to Piper Palooza?
There is a seminar. Anyone, regardless of promotion affiliation, is welcome to attend it. $25 to get a seminar with Kevin Sullivan.
Do you have any idea what topics will be covered at the seminar?
I do not know his exact curriculum, but I do know Kevin Sullivan has a pretty extensive knowledge on the inner workings of wrestling, both in the ring and out, so definitely going to be worth the $25 to
get a little bit of knowledge from Kevin Sullivan if anyone's looking to advance their careers?
In all the seminars you have attended in the Northwest, what has been some of the best advice you have ever received at said seminars?
Tuck your chin.
Oh! Yeah, that's very good advice, yes. Tucking your chin definitely saves you on the dental bills, yes. Plus neck injuries.
Saved my life countless times.
Wow, okay. All right. Well, Sina, can you tell us who we got coming up Sunday on Turnbuckle Turmoil?
Yes, indeed. Sunday on the show, we will have Princess Victoria, a former co-holder of the old WWF Women's Tag Team Championship. She wrestled all over the country in various promotions. She wrestled up in Canada for Altamco. She wrestled for the Don Owens Portland Wrestling, World Class Wrestling, the WWF, NWA. She's been all over. Great talent. Her career cut short due to a serious neck injury, but she was definitely a great talent, and we'll have her on the show to talk about her wrestling career.
All right, Victoria. Okay. Didn't Lita also have a serious neck injury?
Yes, she actually broke her neck while filming a guest spot on a TV show.
Ooh, can you recall what TV show that was? And if there's any YouTube clips of this around?
Don't recall the exact title of the show. It was one of the WB shows, I believe. And I severely doubt there's footage of the actual incident that broke her neck. I'm sure they did a lot of editing and so forth to make sure that didn't actually air on the show, but it definitely did happen while she was filming a guest spot, and it cost her quite some time of her career.
Yes, it did. Yes. Well, now I wonder if I should do a word association with Victoria.
Perhaps.
Well, if you took the place of Victoria and I mentioned Letterman or Leno, what would you say?
I'd say Letterman, but isn't that bring on the choice, bring on the funk, and not word association?
Well, it's a combination of both, yes.
In what way?
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to ask Laren Goldenson versus Amos to clarify this.
I see. Now, I believe Sunday, our women's expert also will be on hand to help out. I will be unable to be on this particular Sunday due to my obligation to NWA Blue Collar for Pipe Up or Lusa, but the very capable Cameron Starr will be filling in and lending her womanly expertise. And I can confirm she has taken some Mickey Knuckle forearms and live to tell the tale, QT.
Well, I'll certainly have to pay very close attention to the ebb and flow with Cameron Starr. That's someone you don't want to cut in on and interrupt. Yes.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Maybe I should try to contact Cameron Starr and ask her a little bit about the format she wants to talk about with Victoria.
Probably wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, that could prove very popular. I mean, I do want high ratings for this show, yes.
Well, there you go.
Now, how many sound effects are we up on Turnbuckle Turmoil, sound effects-wise?
Quite a few of them.
I see. Not that I plan to use a massive amount of them.
You're not going to keep cutting Cameron off with the turkey sound effect, are you?
Oh, no. I'm not. Can you yourself play us the turkey sound effect for our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners that haven't heard it?
You want to hear the turkey? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and and if Gregor Petrov is listening, I'm sure he would too. Yes.
All right. Well, for Petrov's sake.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Look at that. It's almost like Tyke Turkey on the J.P. Patcher show.
Perhaps.
Tyke Turkey. Yes. I've always wondered how J.P. Patches would be in the ring.
Well, probably not too good now because he's passed away.
That's true, but in his heyday, like in the mid-60s.
He might have been all right. He might have been a precursor to Doink.
Doink the Clown. Very good, yes. I don't know. I think J.P. Patches would be a much better, like, ring announcer. Yes.
Now, whom do you think he would most like to announce?
Probably Boris S. Wart.
And whom do you think Boris S. Wart would oppose?
Oh, boy. You mean who would be his number one Northwest Wrestling matchup? Like,
yes, from the 60s or 70s during the J.P. Patches heyday.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say probably Ed Wiskowski. Maharishi, I am Ed. Yes.
That seems reasonable.
I'd pay huge, huge money to see Boris S. Ward and Ed Wiskowski.
Now, are we talking 70s or current money?
70s.
So we're talking upwards of like $15.
Oh, quite a bit of a chunk of change today, yes.
Well, it would have been a lot in the 70s.
That's true. Of course, then again, that was a good start. That was a good hourly wage back in the 70s if you had a union mill job. Yes, like with Lehrhauser. Yes.
That's true.
Now, in Indiana, did they have anyone like Brickmanville or J.P. Patches or Ramblin' Rod? Three Northwest child shows icons.
Out of Indianapolis, they had Cowboy Bob and Cowboy Bob's Corral.
I see.
Cowboy Bob was by Happy, the Helping Hand.
I see. And any time did Cowboy Bob give you any nightmares?
No.
Oh, okay. Did he have any sidekicks, like a sock puppet, like Crazy Donkey was to Brickman Bill?
Well, Happy the Helping Hand was a giant hand puppet, basically.
Oh, okay. Do you think this was an influence for Socko with Mankind?
Perhaps.
Have you yourself seen Crazy Donkey, the hand puppet, on the Brickman Bill show?
No.
Oh, well, I will try to send you a clip there. They're very interesting. Yes. It's Crazy Donkey.
Now, how do you think Crazy Donkey would get along with Bob?
Wow, that is a good question. Maybe that's something I can ask Big V. Yes. I wonder if Big V has always been a native and grown up in the Pacific Northwest.
Perhaps.
Wow, that would be a good pairing or something. Crazy Donkey and Bob. Yes. Huge Bob fan myself. And Bobette, but Bobette hasn't been around for a very long time.
Are you getting a little bit concerned? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, she may have been abducted. Yes.
Do you think
What's that?
Do you think that Skull had something to do with this?
Yes, the Skull. Yes. Yes. very mysterious.
He really is. Well, QT, I think that probably wraps us up. And just a little bit early today, I'd like to thank Donovan Danhausen for wrapping up Dan Month with us. Catch him on the FIP show tonight. And everyone, enjoy some local wrestling if there's any near you. Lots of people traveling for Memorial Day, so everyone stay safe on the roads if you're traveling around. And we will be with you Sunday afternoon. Princess Victoria on the show. Cameron Starr should lend her womanly expertise expertly for that. Then next Friday, Ring of Honor star, the Beer City Bruiser, will be with us. That should be a great time. So join us then, and we'll talk to you later in the week.
Yes.